Okay, at the Superior Dome, punter John Kaczynski is here. John, not the effort you guys were hoping for on the scoreboard, obviously. What did you see out there today?
Defense played a great game. Offense needs to learn some things from the film, and we'll bounce back. We'll figure it out.
Well, you were a busy guy today, so tell me what it's like kicking here in the Dome. It looked like you were trying, you know, maybe to kick short and get that bounce. It worked for you a couple times.
Yeah, we were just changing it up. We're going directional all game. We know they have a really good returner, so we're just trying to keep the ball away from him or force him to call a fair catch. As a unit, as a whole, I think we did a really good job covering with our net, and just to bring him down and take away that returner was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you have to feel a little confident, I would think, John. You and the special teams did pretty good today. I know we missed the one field goal as a team, but special teams here in the turf, you guys hung in there.
Oh, yeah. Playing here is awesome. You never have a bad day inside, so you don't have to worry about the wind or the rain or anything. So always on the turf is great.
Now, what's the difference kicking in here as opposed to outside? Because in the past I'd asked that question when we played teams on grass, and that was an obvious difference. Everybody's turf now, even outside, but what's the difference?
Just pretty much the wind and the temperature. As we get later in the season, the temperatures drop and the balls get a lot harder, and that just makes it incredibly hard for us kickers and punters. And then also with the wind, you have to play directional with the wind at all, like we did in Texas last week. So there's just no weather factor.
Yeah, unless they turn the air conditioner on or the heater and start blowing the ball.
Yeah, definitely, especially with open the door down the end zone.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, tell me about the onside kick, and what are you trying to accomplish there? What's the art of onside kicks?
Going with the double kicker, it's a double threat, obviously. We make a read from coach where to go, but I think I didn't give them enough time to get to the ball. I think I kind of pushed it, but we'll get it figured out.
So you're trying to get that bounce past the first line of white jerseys, right?
Yeah, find a hole in the gaps and then just get it through. There's just too much pace on the ball and it went out of bounds.
Well, John, congratulations on a good effort by yourself. 9 punts in the game.
Thank you. I appreciate it.